Latika Tukral and Vasundhara Agarwal, both residents of Gurgaon, are taking a casual stroll around the Aravali Biodiversity Park. It is a place they often visit, along with thousands of others, as the park is a deemed forest, stretching over 380 acres, showcasing abundant flora. It is also a pristine habitat for hundreds of species of birds and animals like civet cats and jackals. Latika is a co-founder of I Am Gurgaon, a citizen initiative that has taken up the responsibility to make the city a better place to live in.
Everybody in Gurgaon relates to Biodiversity Park. This has come up in last 8 years, and it has come up with the help of corporates in Gurgaon, school children, individuals. Everybody has contributed to make it happen. So we have involved everybody while we were building this park.
Few Indian cities have witnessed the growth the way Gurgaon has. More than 250 of the global Fortune 500 companies either have their India headquarters or their important offices in Gurgaon. The city today is a sprawl of glass, steel and concrete high-rise offices. Condominiums and malls, which are the workplaces, homes and shopping destinations for its population of 2 million and growing. The imperative for developing the park was thus all the more urgent for a gateway from the pollution and noise of the city. So when the Highway Authority and the Gurgaon Metropolitan Development Authority proposed to build a 2-kilometer highway through the park recently, it led to protests and anger. Vasundhara explains.
We are all willing to leave the city if this forest is taken away from us. We are that passionate about this area and this place. We've helped in planting over 125,000 trees, which has never been done anywhere in India. It is a sacred lung, the only green lung of Gurgaon. So we can't see it go.
Do people here agree that this park...
Public meetings, demonstrations by students and protests by residents have been staged regularly in the park to voice their anger. Both the government agencies wanted to effectively use the biodiversity park as a shortcut to decongest traffic. Authorities were asked to abandon their project as the lone green space in the city was home to 180 bird species, native Aravali plant species and an ecosystem that recharges over 320 million litres of water annually. A spokesman for the National Highway Authority of India refused to give an interview, but only said the proposed project was under consideration. Gitanjali Matrani, a resident, is passionate about the park.
It is actually a labour of love that should not and cannot be taken away.
The battle between environment lovers and authorities to save and balance the ecosystem in the concrete jungle of Gurgaon has been difficult. In many places across India, civic authorities carry out rampant urbanization in the name of progress. Similar battles are being waged in the big cities of Mumbai and Bangalore in the south. Ziaan Khan, an architect, is also against the construction.
I've studied the development versus ecology conflict for a while. There are enough solutions in today's world. We don't have to be in conflict constantly. And I don't think anyone minds a 15-minute extra drive for a few more kilometers which skirts a forest if it's really doing something sensible in the long run. And it's ridiculous. I mean, it's actually, in a way, state apathy at the least and state arrogance at the most.
Latika laments if the proposed project comes through.
Because of the right kind of planting, you've had birds, butterflies, animals, everybody has come back to their dwelling in that sense. So it will be a great loss, and I think in years to come, this will be one of the finest forests in the country.
Many residents know they are in the long haul in this struggle and willing to go to court on the matter. Vasundhara again.
Yes, we wouldn't really like to do that, but if we have to do that, we'll go the legal way. In our mind, it is the citizen's park. On paper, it is called the Aravali Biodiversity Park, but it's actually an urban forest, and that's how we are seeing it. We can actually visualize a big forest another 10 years or so.
For Radio France International, this is Murli Krishnan in Gurgaon.